Good to be with you on this Monday morning, the 29th of July. Trust you had a great weekend and even shaping up for a better week ahead of us. My name is Karen Durante and you're listening to Let's Talk. I'd like to begin firstly by acknowledging traditional owners of the land where Let's Talk is broadcast, the Jagera Yagera and Turrbal peoples. I'd also like to pay my respects to our elders, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders and non-Indigenous elders. And hello to you if you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM, on the National Indigenous Radio Service or on our website. We're streamed live on the website at 98.9fm.com.au. A couple of people we're talking to today. Catherine Solomon is a young student in the Northern Territory who's given up smoking, and she's been blogging about it on a website called nosmokes.com.au. And we're going to find out a bit more about the No Smokes project with Lainey Harris, who's been working on this particular project for about 12 months now. And we'll also hear from Catherine about her quit journey. Good morning to you, Lainey.
Good morning, Karen.
Now, Lainey joins us because she's talking to us about a website called No Smokes. Tell us a bit about this No Smokes website, Lainey.
So nosmokes.com.au is a website that is...
How did it come about?
The project has been running for about 1 year now, and urban representatives to help shape the content and direct where we're going to be heading in the future.
And are they just regular members of the Indigenous community, or are they people with a health background, with experience in tobacco health promotion?
There's a range. Of that group, we've got people, and they're things that people can relate to. They're not all easy stories of, I wanted to quit, I quit, and the next day I was smoke-free. There's a really great story on there from singer Shelley Morris, who talks about really her lifelong struggle to give up smoking and the powerful message that she would want to be able to give young people, which is make the decision not to start in the first place. I think it's all those perspectives that are really powerful, and there's a lot of great material on there. It also does cater a lot to report and to get young people's input in getting all of that those videos and music and things together.
I was looking through the website this morning, and particularly in the Your Health section, looking at the impact of smoking on your health, and some of the videos are quite the information is quite scary stuff in there. Was that important to that you got across the actual real picture of the impact of smoking?
I think that some of the smoking as well. So that idea that it's just normal is something that we really need to tackle, and that the No Smokes site is really trying to empower people to have that understanding of the facts so they can make their own choices.
Yes, indeed. When you go through the health, the impact on their health, they're also, you look at the upside, the bright side to the benefits of not smoking.
Yeah, we have a really great, there is a really, why the nicotine is actually tricking their brain into becoming addicted. It's actually tricking their brain into not wanting to do some of the other things that make them feel good, whether it be sport or hanging out with family, and instead they just want the next hit of nicotine from that cigarette. And when you start to talk to them about being tricked into getting addicted, that can be something. Some of the messages, and there's one video on there which is called the addiction animation, and it shows a little cartoon brain. He's sort of like our mascot, and that brain is going through the process of being, he might feel pretty crappy after he stops smoking, but how that cycle will then finally, he can return to normal and have a brain that's balanced and doesn't have that addiction.
Some other things that you look at on the website, you look at the issue of mental health, and that's, an area of concern for young people, both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and non-Indigenous, but also the issue of passive smoking. I know that, some states have introduced no smoking in cars or in, enclosed places, so that, you reduce the impact of passive smoking on younger children. So how do you tackle, what are you doing with those particular areas, if you like?
Yeah. Well, passive smoking, there's passive smoking is actually causing deaths without those people ever having lit up a cigarette themselves. And that's a pretty scary thing if you think about your loved ones, your children, nieces and nephews, and you think about that your smoking might be having an impact on them. We hope that that's the kind of stuff which will make people think twice. Even if they don't want to give up themselves, it will make them think about where they smoke, how often they smoke, making sure they have smoke-free homes and designated smoking areas, even in their backyard, so it's not just a big smoke haze when people go outside.
All right. What about mental health then? How does smoking affect one's mental health?
Well, there are some pretty strong and often feelings of loneliness, isolation. Sometimes it's a boredom thing. People feel bored. They don't have anything else to do, and often they think that smoking is something that fills a gap, and it becomes a companion.
Mm. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM and the National Indigenous Radio Service. We're also streamed live on the web at 98.9fm.com.au. I'm with Lainey Harris, who's talking about the No Smokes website. And we're going to catch up with a young woman, a school student who gave up smoking recently. She's going to share her quit story with us. She shared it on the No Smokes website as well. So we're going to meet young Catherine Solomon in just a bit. We're talking about the No Smokes website, and I just wanted to play a little bit of a video off the website for you. Have a listen.
Smoking can also cause an effect on your appearance and also on your hygiene as well.
It starts affecting the teeth from a very early age.
Yellow fingers as well from the cigarette.
The teeth.
Yellow fingers.
It does increase signs of premature ageing.
Mustache or beard, and you see the yellowness.
It can make you really smelly.
The person stinks.
Really smelly.
Stinks.
Smelly.
Stinks.
Your hair starts to lose its natural shine.
You know, you want to look good and smart and, you know, smoking's just going to make it a lot worse.
So if how you look is important to you, there's one reason why you should quit smoking or not take it up in the first instance. Lainey Harris is with the No Smokes website. And as I said, that was just one of the videos, many videos that are on the website. Lainey, what are the most popular bits?
Amongst young people, there's probably the fun section. So there's dance-off. They can share it. They can put photos of themselves or their teachers or their family onto the heads of these dancers who have some pretty cool moves. That's really popular. There's the videos generally are pretty popular, and the calculator is quite a good one. It allows you to put in, how many cigarettes you smoke a day, how much cigarettes cost at your local shop, and how long you've been smoking for, and then it will pump out a whole lot of figures at the end to say how much money you've spent as a smoker and what you could have bought if you hadn't smoked those cigarettes. So you could have bought a four-wheel drive or you could have bought a new iPhone. And that's always something I think that makes people they don't realise. When you're just shelling out $20, here and there when you're going off to the shops, but when you actually add up how much money people are spending, it can shock them. We had. I was actually speaking with some people down in Melbourne, and they were saying that they had quit, and they've been able to put down a deposit on a house because they quit 18 months ago, and it saved so much money as a husband and wife. So stories like that about money and smoking as well. And the blog, which is something we're about to talk about in a second, has been launched to really popular because it again is using personal story, so we'll be able to hear a bit about Catherine's story.
Mm, indeed. How do you know you're making a difference? I mean, you told that story there about, the couple that you met and how they'd been able to save money on a deposit. But, I mean, in terms of your target audience, how you know if that you're changing, you're stopping young people from taking up smoking or making them think differently about smoking and perhaps having a go at quitting.
Yeah, evaluation of the project is really important, and it's something that we've been doing. Young people are just, as you probably know, if you've got kids yourself, they're just on Facebook the whole time, and they're liking photos and they're sharing things and they're putting up comments. And you also get to hear if they think something's really lame, they'll tell you about it. And that's also a way for us to be able to make sure that the stuff that we're putting up is of interest to them. If we get a lot of, you know, negative feedback about something, we're like, all right, we're going to pull that. That's obviously not so popular.
Mm.
The other section of the website, you're talking about what parts are really popular, teachers and health workers who say, you know, the stuff that you've got is really helping me to give my my smoking lessons, or for health workers to say that I'm really using your fact sheets or your videos when I'm talking to my clients, or our yarning group watches your videos. So we get that kind of feedback, which really helps us to know that we're on the mark.
Have there been any spin-offs? I'm just thinking of, your smartphone or Android apps, that sort of thing, because there's a Quit Buddy app now, and there's a Quit For You, Quit For Two app as well for those mums who women who want to become mums but are smoking and want to quit and that sort of thing. Is there any that kind of spin-off, do you think, happening?
Mm. We've actually got an app called So You Think You Can Dial Game Show, where you've got this pretty smooth-looking dude. He asks a whole lot of questions and you answer about, you know, how old you are, how much you smoke, why you want to quit, some ideas about how you might quit. And then at the end, it creates a whole quit map for you, talking which you can print out then and put up somewhere to remind you about how you're going to quit and the reasons that you want to quit. So that's a really great app, and that's another really popular one as well.
And the music sounds a bit like the So You Think You Want To Be.
The music has been a lot of fun. There's I suppose you guys might have heard of the comedian Sean Chulbra, who he's done a lot of work for us. And there's one video to use with young people to try and, you know, to help break the ice a bit. They think you're going to come in and give a big lecture and it's going to be all serious and boring. And then you play them a video like that and it loosens them up and everyone has a good laugh.
All right. Well, I might try and see if I can load that one up and to play later this morning. But right now, waiting patiently to talk to us and be part of the conversation is Catherine Solomon. Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for waiting.
I'm sorry, that's all right.
What grade are you in?
I'm year 11.
You're in year 11, okay. And you've been blogging about your quit journey on the No Smokes website.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Tell us why you began, or how long ago you began smoking and why you took it up.
I began smoking at like the age of 16 because of like peer pressure, being around smokers, like all my friends being smokers, and I thought like it'd be cool if I started smoking. Then I got addicted and then I decided to quit.
So what was it was it the addiction itself, or was it because it was taking a lot of your money away? What was it?
I suffer from asthma and, yeah, like...
So it was affecting your health?
Yes.
Was it easy to quit?
Yeah, I found it very easy. Like,
'cause you come from a home where everybody smokes.
Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, if you'd stayed at home and tried to quit, you think it wouldn't have worked?
Yeah.
All right. And so you just went cold turkey, or did you have any patches or anything like that?
No, I just went cold turkey, yeah.
Truly? And so how's your asthma now?
Much better. I can breathe.
And why did you want to share your story on the No Smokes website?
To inspire...
It's really not all that.
Yeah.
What about your mates? Have they quit with you, or have you inspired them to quit?
No, they're still smoking.
So you don't hang out with them anymore?
Nah, I'm more focused on school and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you got yourself a new set of friends then?
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about your story. Do you reckon you'll be smoke-free now for the rest of your life?
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, and good luck with your studies as well. Year 11. So one more year, and then what do you plan to do?
Do nursing.
Okay, so you're going to go into the field of health.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, look, thanks for that, Catherine. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I will let you go back to school. So Catherine was one of your first bloggers. I think you had also Luke Pearson, who was your first cab off the rank, Lainey?
Yeah, that's right. So Luke was the first one last year. He's actually been a smoker for many years, much longer than Catherine, more than 10, maybe even 13 years, I think, and a pretty heavy smoker. He decided to do a 20-day quit challenge and blog about it and do some Twittering and Facebooking. And that was a really, he found that to be quite a good motivator, because whenever he felt like having a cigarette, he'd just get online and write, you know, I'm having a craving. And again, because that social media community are very supportive, they would often get in, you know, don't do it, just stay online, have a chat with us. And along the way, he picked up another two quit buddies who decided they were going to quit with him and take that challenge with him. So that was a really great kickoff, and his background is in teaching, and he's, you know, quite a big activist and has a teaching background, so familiar with sort of youth issues. But we also then wanted to move to another young person. So our age bracket really, as I said, is 12 to 25.
Yep.
We are putting the word out there, so if any of your listeners are interested, and they're 12 to 25 years of age, we're looking at people who are smokers, non-smokers, ex-smokers. Really, it's just about getting young people into the driver's seat of this project and creating conversations and stories that other people can relate to and can share in.
How did you find Catherine?
So Catherine's teacher, Tara, has been using some of the No Smokes material story about, you know, how smoking affected her socially and affected her relationship with her family. Yeah. And
well, you heard it, she had to move out of home because everyone around her smoked, so it would have been difficult to try and give up in that environment.
Exactly. And the peer pressure that she felt and that after a while perhaps she felt about, and it doesn't have to be just about smoking, but about smoking, issues in their community that they're passionate about, stuff that they love to do outside, you know, whether it be sport, dancing. We just really want to hear about people's stories. So I'd encourage them to jump on the website and contact us, or they can contact you at the station and you'll put them in touch with us.
Absolutely. Okay. And the website address again is nosmokes.com.au. One of the important things you've also got on the website is where people can go for help if they want to quit. Obviously, you've got the quit line, but there are heaps of other services that people may not even know about that are particularly for young people in that 12 to 25 year age group.
That's right. I mean, we would always...
The other thing I should mention too, that there are tobacco health workers around now as well that you could talk to, aren't there?
That's right. Mm. There are. There are tobacco action workers and healthy lifestyle workers that have been placed in communities all over Australia, and who are specifically placed to be able to help support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are wanting to quit. Or maybe not even ready to think about quitting, but just so that they know that there is someone there when they're ready to make that choice.
Mm. And, of course, this is all part of the big tobacco initiative, is it not?
That's right.
What No Smokes is doing.
That's right. So the funding from the Department of Health and Ageing is all part of...
Well, I should mention the quit line number. It's 131 848 if you are a smoker and you need some support or advice on quitting. And obviously, you know, if you're in that age group, 12 to 25, check out the No Smokes website. Although I had fun, no, I'm certainly not in that age group anymore. But,
I'm not either. And I still, even though I've been working on the project for a year, every time they play that Sean Chulbra video where he's singing all the cigarettes, I still have a chuckle. So I think I must have a mental age that's a little bit less than what I actually think it is. But there is. You're right. I mean, it's great really for any age. It has been developed specifically for youth, because we really need to be able to get those messages in early, hopefully to get to young people before they even pick up their first cigarette.
Absolutely.
But if they have started smoking, it's to help them understand, you know, it's not about lecturing. It's about actually trying to empower people with knowledge. As we all know, you know, knowledge is power, giving people the information, not just telling them what to do, is the way to be able to get them to make decisions that are better for them and better for their families and better for their communities. So the information that's on the No Smoke site is, you know, is targeted. It is fun in parts. There's stuff on there which, you know, helps to spread the message because you can share it and it's interactive and it goes viral. But also importantly, like I mentioned about teachers and health workers, they're really a big group that we continue to work with and we want to connect with. We want people who work in schools in remote communities, in urban communities, to be using that stuff in their classrooms. Health workers who are working with their clients one-on-one, or they might be doing group work, or we have just last Thursday, we were actually working with a mental health worker and a drug and alcohol worker and about how they can use the No Smoke stuff in their work. For people who don't have the internet, particularly talking about health workers and teachers, if they either don't have the internet or it's not fast enough where they work, we can send them a DVD, which has almost all of the content on the website available on a DVD form. So you don't need to have the internet to be able to play some of those videos and the music and, you know, especially some of those personal video stories. All of those are on there. And they're also from, you know, parts all over Australia. So sometimes we'll take that DVD and we'll play it to a group and they'll say, oh, you know, I know that bloke or I know that woman. So it's good to actually have faces from a whole lot of different areas, remote, regional, urban, so that there is the chance that people might see people that they know.
All right. Well, on that note, let's give Sean Chulbra some airtime with all the cigarettes. Lainey, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen.
Lainey Harris from the No Smokes website, nosmokes.com.au. Here's Sean Chulbra. If you want it, then you better put a patch on it. If you light it, then you're going to get sick from it. Don't be mad and get addicted to it. If you want it, then you better put a patch on it. Wrapping up, let's talk for today. I'm Karen Durante. Thanks for listening.